My first guest of the afternoon is on the line. He is Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss, a member of the Chief Rabbinate Council of Israel and formerly the Rabbi of Kfar Haro'eh. Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss, thank you for chatting to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you for inviting me. Greetings to your listeners.
Rabbi, I had initially thought this was going to be quite an easy and entertaining topic as to whether it's permissible to operate an iRobot on Shabbat. But the more I looked into it, the more complicated this whole issue is. It gets us into melachot, it gets us into muktzeh, it gets us into all sorts of very complicated Judaic concepts and principles. So, going to ask you to kind of simplify the matter for me and say, how does the halakha approach new technologies like the iRobot or use of the iRobot on Shabbat?
Yes, I also, when you asked me to speak about this, I also went into the subject, and it's fascinating because we're not really speaking just about iRobots. Technology is advancing. And, you know, so in a few years' time or even less, we'll be able to control things with our minds. We could activate things, all sorts of things with our minds and thinking and not necessarily even physically doing anything. The point of the matter is, going to the halacha is not decided by technicalities. It isn't decided by technicalities. Cleaning is an active weekday task. And if a machine roams through the house and does an active melacha, it contradicts totally the dignity and the atmosphere and public image of Shabbos. Now, I wanted to tell you something very fascinating. We call it an iRobot. You know, the first robot, the person who used the name robot was in 100 years ago in Prague. And now he was inspired by something that happened in Prague hundreds of years before, the golem. And people have heard of the golem, a man-made servant created by the Maharal of Prague. Now, and he used this golem idea to speak about robots. The golem and the robot are the same. Now, you should know that the Maharal of Prague, who created this golem, 500 years ago, when it came to the Sabbath day, to Shabbos, he removed its control. It was controlled by holy names and removed so that it shouldn't practice on Shabbat. And I think that's a wonderful indication that just as a golem performing work for Jew on Shabbat was forbidden, all these type of things, these modern ideas are going to be forbidden. The reason why, because is even if you, it destroys, amongst other things, the whole idea of Shabbat being a total day of rest. Now, in our Kiddush, we say about Avdecha, we talk about our slaves and workers and et cetera, et cetera. But nowadays, is the same is true of anything we control. And that is why even the sight of robots or automated cleaning devices would violate the spirit of Shabbat. And I think it's so important to impress this when, you know, the iRobot isn't so well developed today. If it's going to get more and more developed, that we have to keep the Sabbath day as a total day of rest and respect and spiritual elevation, non-machine performing work, unless it's totally, absolutely necessary. But there are clear limits for the halacha. And so I think there's... or even if somebody can technically find many reasons why it isn't a melacha, as you mentioned, I think one has to avoid it. And we have to realize that we're soon going to live in a world of mind control and sensors and et cetera. And that wouldn't be with the spirit of Shabbat. So forgetting about the technicalities, which are problematic, I think iRobots should not be used on the Shabbos day, and I think it'll totally destroy our whole atmosphere on Shabbat.
Rabbi, I hear what you're saying. I've got a big smile on my face because I love what you're saying. I love the fact that you're saying look to the intention of what you're doing rather than the formalistic legal approach. And that resonates with me. But I'm just wondering, I mean, Judaism has accepted and acknowledged the concept of a Shabbos Goy for forever. Is this machine just not, could it not be seen as that and therefore permissible?
Well, listen, you have a Shabbos goy. Well, a Shabbos goy traditionally didn't clean the floors. He came in, the Shabbos goy came in
Turn on a light.
to turn on the fire, which nowadays we could do on in an automatic way. We've got heaters, etc. There are certain things which were always accepted that, like lighting or heating, which were sort of not pikuach nefesh, but absolutely necessary, that they were allowed. Also, but vacuuming and sweeping are their weekday labors. They're not absolutely necessary. A person needs light. You know, we use Shabbos lifts because that's considered total, absolute necessity. So they can, but not everything. Shabbos goy didn't do everything. He didn't go and cook for you, did he? What did he do? I remember I grew up in Manchester in England, and we had coal fires. Or whatever it is, and he might have added the coal. I can't remember exactly what he did, or he kindled, or we didn't have automatic lights and things like that. But not more than that. It was only things that were absolutely necessary. And you know that there's some things which might be permitted, and yet they're considered what technically uvdin d'chol, which is translated weekday activities, and they are inherently restricted on Shabbat. And I think it's very important not to go too far with using all these robots, etc., because it'll ruin everything that we have on our Holy Sabbath day. We would like the whole week to be like Shabbos, not Shabbos to be like the whole week.
What a
So that's what I
fascinating
have to
take on
say.
this. That's it's great. I'm loving this conversation with you this afternoon. Final question for you though. Let's assume you've got a whole bunch of youngsters who are just so keen to embrace technology but want to remain faithful to Shabbat. What's your kind of principled advice to them? How should they manage this?
Well, I think you have to find them alternative occupations. You know, it's a terrible thing. I think it's a terrible thing. You know, there's those kids who keep Shabbat, everything, but they can't do without their telephone or telephone or whatever they call
Yeah,
it
cell
in
phone.
South Africa. Yeah, they can't do it without. And you know, we have to find alternatives. The whole idea of Shabbos is not to use external excitement, creativity, but to use what you own have, create your own inspiration and interest, etc., etc. And not you have to use automatic external ways of exciting ourselves or involvement or etc. The Shabbos teaches us that we mustn't yield to modern technology. We must remain independent people using all our capabilities and abilities. And yes, it's a problem. That's what we our job is, to educate our next generation. And it would be sad if we would live where the robot would be part and parcel of our life on Shabbat as well. I can't imagine a Shabbat without that. Shabbat has to be a day of quiet and of calm and a day of rest.
Rest
And
and
not,
reflection. Rabbi
you know, all,
Eliezer.
all shortly we're going to have cars, or well, there already exist cars that self-drive, etc. Well, now, nobody's going to suggest that you can use those cars in a place where you're an Eruv, etc. There has to be a limit, and the limit is going to be, and we have to start this limitation within little things like the robot vacuum. So I think your discussion is so important today.
Rabbi, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so very much. I found that really fascinating. What I thought was really a simple issue turned out to be so much more complicated than that. Appreciate your time.